7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Jubilee and Sun City Radio's Keta Saboba FM Saboba and A1 Radio Bulka Tanga. Get radio, TV and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, Joy News uncovers how custom officials take as low as 20 cedis in bribes to allow traders to transport smuggled goods from neighboring countries to Ghana.
We take 20 cedis each, and you are paying whether 350, let's say the two custom barriers making 700, and you are paying 700 to the let's say the custom people. How much are you going to gain?
We'll bring you details of our latest hotline documentary, Porous Borders. Also, NDC flag bearer John Mahama paints a grim picture of Ghana's economic situation, as he says it's worse than what is being reported.
The more I look at the figures, the more I look at our situation, it is even worse than what this government is telling us.
Meanwhile, former Deputy Finance Minister Kwaku Kwarteng cast doubts on the governing MPP's ability to break the eight unless it departs from the norm. We have business, and later, CETEC strike enters the seventh week, as the teachers say until the necessary signatures are appended to a new agreement reached with the employer, the industrial action continues unabated.
If the government was showing commitment from Wednesday till today, would have been ready. The lackadaisical attitudes should tell you that they're trying to deceive us.
These are more with Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay with me. Joy News investigations have uncovered how custom officials take bribes to allow traders to transport smuggled goods from neighboring countries. These officials take bribes as little as 20 cedis to allow traders who have evaded paying taxes on their goods cross the borders. In our latest hotline documentary, Porous Borders, investigative journalist Kwete Nate reveals how the country's inland borders are becoming a hotbed for the transit of smuggled goods.
We have driven through several checkpoints with these goods without tax stamp from Aplau through to Dabala to Segakope without being flagged. Our movement through these checkpoints was smooth until a customs official in her mid-30s flagged us to stop at the Segakope checkpoint. The investigative team assumed this customs official who stopped us was to inspect these goods would get us to pay taxes on the assorted drinks. But we were in for a shocker. She demanded the team pay a bribe of 400 cedis. She allowed us to pay 200 cedis after some minutes of negotiations.
The full documentary Porous Borders airs this morning on the Super Morning Show at 8:30 p.m. and on the Joy News channel at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Election headquarters brought to you by Petrosol, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and AICPA together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, also by the German Ozone Medical Center, Chopbox Technologies, and Youth Bridge Foundation. Now, NDC flag bearer John Mahama is accusing the governing NPP of not telling Ghanaians the truth, saying the country's economic situation is worse than what people are being told. Speaking at the launch of the party's national campaign at Tamale in the northern region over the weekend, he said he will not tell lies. Max Olagbagba has more on this report.
Thousands of people painted the Jubilee Park at Tamale in the NDC's colors. It was the first time journalist Shamima Muslim shone on an NDC stage at a major political event after publicly declaring his support for John Mahama.
Today, our nation is in crisis. Our nation is at the crossroads because of the deep mismanagement and recklessness of the new patriotic party under the leadership of Nana Akufo-Addo Bawumia.
Former minority leader and Tamale South MP Haruna Iddrisu said the NDC has demonstrated leadership and will continue to do so if it is elected into power in December. NDC running mate Professor Nana Jane Opokuagyeman called on critics to cease comparing John Mahama's administration with the current government.
You don't compare unlike things. It's like comparing cassava to oranges.
The crowd was raptured into a state of joy when the NDC flag bearer mounted the stage to deliver his speech.
The more I look at the figures, the more I look at our situation, it is even worse than what this government is telling us. What I can promise you is that I will be truthful to you. I will never tell you lies. I will never tell you things that I can't do.
Now to the camp of the NPP. Former Deputy Finance Minister and MP for Obuasi West, Kwaku Kwarteng, is casting doubts on the government NPP's ability to break the eight if the current status quo remains. In a rare write-up titled, "To Break the Eight, We Must First Break the Norm," Mr. Kwarteng says there must be a departure from reducing election campaigns to bitter struggles between competitors seeking power for the wrong reasons. Here are extracts from Mr. Kwarteng's open advice to his party.
We have been running our country's economy like a Ponzi scheme. Many Ghanaians, myself included, worry that if we continue along the path we've been walking, our democracy will collapse. We are forgetting that politics should be about the future of our children and our motherland. We have reduced election campaigns to bitter struggles. To break the eight, therefore, we must first break that norm by doing the following. One, acknowledge the past and present failures of the political class to provide the kind of quality leadership required to avert the mess in which we find our country today. Two, adopt deep and far-reaching reforms. We must convince voters that we shall be ruthless in our determination to fix this country. There should be no sacred cows. Three, we must lead by example. We must address concerns about how much of our national resources we spend on ourselves as politicians and take steps to overhaul the corrupt public procurement regime we inherited from previous governments and have continued to live with. Four, once we lead by example, we can say with integrity to our people that we are sinking in a common boat and call all Ghanaians to duty. As a political party, if we sincerely believe and can demonstrate our faithfulness to these commitments, breaking the eight will follow naturally.
Now, the industrial action by Colleges of Education Teachers Association of Ghana has entered its seventh week as members refuse to return to the classroom in blatant disregard of GTEC's directive and the subsequent freezing of their July salaries. After weeks of negotiations, CTEC says it has reached an agreement with the employers. However, government has failed to sign the agreement, making their documents null and void. The leadership of CTEC says that until the agreement is signed, the industrial action continues.
We waited that they would sign the agreement, more or less, so that we table that agreement at our council meeting. Then we'll deliberate on the issues. And at the end of the day, a decision will be taken with regards to the proposal that has been made by government. But as we speak now, that document has not been signed yet, so we don't have it. Like I said, if the government was showing commitment from Wednesday till today, we would have been ready. The lackadaisical attitudes should.
Now, the distant spring at the base of the Mampong Scarps in the Ashanti region has served the Ninting and Widiem communities for a very long time. Before the first light of dawn each morning, the pupils of Widiem MA and Ninting RC Basic Schools embark on a rather difficult journey, trekking for miles, battling weariness and sacrificing precious sleep, all to access groundwater. Clinton Yabwa has more in our Thirsty Community series.
Waking at dawn, basic school pupils of Widiem MA Basic School begin their day hours before most of their peers. At 4 a.m., they begin a vigorous exercise not to study, but to scoop water from a distant spring at the base of the Mampong Scarp. While the far-reaching access to water repels teachers from staying in the Widiem community, head teacher of Widiem MA Basic School, Ajuman Kwame, narrates how the tiredness impacts students' schoolwork.
That they come to school already tired because they didn't have enough rest, so teaching and learning affects the assimilation, or they decide not to come at all. Teachers in this school do not live in this community.
Flowing quietly through a natural exit point, the groundwater beneath.
And we bring you the full report later in subsequent bulletin. That's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amir Sinyamiche Thompson. Business with Daryl is up next on the Super Morning Show.